I'm Cypress Rosewood, and I'm broadcasting live into the virtual world of Second Life. We're doing a show this evening at the Belching Elf, which is at the Elvin Moore Sim. It's a small pub. I'm doing a little bit more laid-back show this evening. I'm going to play just primarily solo flutes tonight. It'll be a little more of a meditative evening. Spender, thanks so much. I know you can't stay very long, but I appreciate your kind comments. And we're gonna kick off here real shortly. One thing I'm gonna do a little differently this evening. I'm gonna describe the flutes that I play. I'm gonna go through and yeah, that's true. You might want to turn down your sounds, not the streaming sound, but the sounds, because there's a bell tower bell that goes off every minute here, and I don't think Robble can turn it off. And Robble is the proprietor here, and I would like to thank him for making this available for me this evening. So it's good to see so many people coming in. But I'm going to go through each of my flutes and describe it a little bit and then play a song with it. So that's kind of going to be the format for this evening's show. And I will do a couple rhythm, play over some rhythms as well. But just grab a seat wherever you can. There's some seats here in the pub. There's Robble made the walls clear so you can sit outside and also see. And that's it. I do have my poster up on the left side of the stage here in the pub. And if you're interested in purchasing tonight's concert, you can purchase it there by clicking on that sign. So, with that said, I'm going to pull out my my singing tree flute. The singing tree flute is the flute that I designed, the one that I'm playing tonight. The one that's in my hand in Second Life. So, hey Lester, good to see you. That's the one I modeled it after. It's an F sharp. It's made out of Padauk. And it has a fetish with crystals and stones embedded into it. I'm gonna start off with that this evening. And I will move on to, so I don't have to talk be in between each one. After the F sharp, I'm going to go to my D flutes. And I actually have two of those. They're made by Odell Borg. I've got a high D Kestrel flute and a bass contra bass D. And I'll go on to that. And then I'll probably stop and talk a little bit. So hope you enjoy tonight. And I'm going to get started. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I need to start coming up with some names for some of these. Tonight's show is pretty much stream of consciousness. So it just means that it's all new stuff. So I'm gonna bring in a rhythm here and sit down at the drum, and then I will go back into the flute. But we'll start off here. The next flute that I'm gonna play is actually a miniature flute, and it's in E flat. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's with my little miniature Native American flute. It is a true Native American flute made by a Cherokee, Mateo. I can't think of his full name. He lives in Alabama, and that's made out of river cane. And it's a very small one. And then the rhythms is something I've created actually with high-tech, with samples in a computer. But I've programmed those in and have a storehouse of those that I pull out and play to various times. So I'm going to move on. I think I'm going to bring in one keyboard part behind in this upcoming flute. This piece is in E-flat. This is a large, pretty long flute made out of river cane, which is like kind of like bamboo. And it's the North American version of bamboo. So this was also made by the Cherokee Mateo. So I'm going to move on to that. So enjoy. Thank you. All right, thank you. Picking it up a little bit there, after I about put you to sleep with the one before that. That was with one of my favorite flutes. Again, a Mateo from the Cherokee tribe, one of his flutes. And that was actually in the key of A flat. And the rhythm there that I used was created for the Shanghai program that I did with the Fire Dancers a few weeks ago. And we are going to start doing a once-a-month show. So anyway, Anthony Biederman, I don't know what your problem is there, but just relax and enjoy. Maybe you don't have your music button turned on. But anyway, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to move over to a flute. I'm trying to think of the maker's name. It's made out of mahogany, and it's in the key of E. It has a voice that sounds a little bit more like a voice. So I'm going to move on to that. And I appreciate all the tips and the people buying the soundtrack. For the folks in here that didn't hear me, there's a poster up here. On the left side of the stage, and if you like what you're hearing, you can buy the raw soundtrack, talking music and everything. Within 24 hours, I'll give you a link to an MP3 file that you can download. So anyway, I'm going to continue on. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was actually, I mean, I guess a lot of you have seen me, a lot have heard that one before. That one's called Earth Dance, and that was created at the Earth Dance event last year on Mystica Island. And that was using a Su Ling. I've seen a couple people ask about the if it was a Ne or something similar. I play primarily Native American flutes. And this evening I've been going through several different ones. However, that last piece was done with a Su Ling, which is an Indonesian, in particular Balinese flute. It's made out of bamboo. And that I received from the Gamelan Tunis Makar, which is a Gamelan orchestra, a community orchestra from Colorado that performs here in Second Life. So, does anybody want to hear one more? Let me hear a shout out, because we're coming to about the end of the time here. Lots of times I end on that piece, but we will. Let me see what else. We'll do another one here. I'm going to bring in, okay, Alexander. All right, you guys, I forgot the delay from when I ask and when you guys actually, holy molies. Okay. I'm going to do a piece that was created for another one of the High Fantasy Islands for my dragon friends. And I do have a little bit of dragon in me and have been known to turn into full-grown dragon on occasions. But this is for the Isle of Worms, one of their festivals. I guess it was the Winter Festival. This is called the Bast Wonders. Thank you. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And that, the Bast Wonders, will be the finale for this evening's show. So just a couple things. There is a, which somebody mentioned earlier, for those that want to continue on and get a little more crazy, there's a Wild Hat concert. Not a wild hat concert, but a Wild Hat contest at Farhaven, another one of the fellow Elf High Fantasy World islands. So check that out. I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I know there's always a lot going on Friday nights. So I do appreciate that. I appreciate the tips and all the people that bought the soundtrack. I'll get that out to everybody that did purchase it. It will only be available right now. And as soon as I clear the stage here in a couple minutes, you'll no longer be able to get the soundtrack for this evening. So if you liked what you heard, pick that up. It does help pay for my ventures here in Second Life. And I do have a concert on Sunday that will be at the Fairy Garden at Shara Holidays place. And that's F-A-E-R-I-E, Fairy Garden. So that'll be another, at the same time, 7 p.m. SL time. So thanks so much. I love seeing all the friends out there. And thanks, Jonathan, for all the kind comments, tips, and purchases. And remember to treat everyone around you as you would like to be treated. The golden rule is definitely the way to go. And everybody needs to think about that more. So love your family, love your friends, love your neighbor, and think peaceful, healing thoughts for the planet. I'm Cypress Rosewood, signing out for another concert into Second Life. This has been on Space Radio Station. You can check out my websites, cypressrosewood.com and spaceformusic.com. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. This will be back to the regular scheduled program.